Hey, wait, we could make $100. We could make $1 million. Go up and down the bar.
That's right.
Man, we could blackmail every person here.
He was named Willem Hendrik van Breedekoff. But that's always been too much name for a beer-guzzling basketball coach who played the game his way. Everyone calls him Butch.
Look this way. I guess in the old days, everybody said, oh, he's just a big kid. Now they say he's a stupid old kid. But I like to be young. I like to be around young people. Or older people who have young ideas. And young thoughts are like life. I can't see. Just age doesn't mean anything to me.
You're getting all tired. Don't look at tired.
Butch is 62 years old, and he also rejects money and celebrity as measures of his worth. No wonder. He has jumped or been pushed from a dozen jobs, including several in the pros.
Just make yourself visible. He just throw it to you. You got an easy basket. You stayed whack way over there.
His career has come full circle. He is back at Lafayette College, where he coached his very first game 33 years ago.
He's got that side, you got this side. Ball goes in, he's going to get ball. I think that if I were at a big-time school where they give you an awful lot of money and a lot of perks and so forth, you always feel like I have to win. And I want to win. I don't feel like I have to win. I never have that feeling. If I do, I get out.
But people put that on you.
Right.
Especially after you've been a little successful, they want you to be more successful.
Right, and you go to another place.
Butch van Breedekoff is Odysseus with a basketball. Consider this journey starting in 1951. Lafayette College, 4 years. Hofstra College in New York, 7 years. Princeton, 5 years. The Los Angeles Lakers, the Detroit Pistons, the Phoenix Suns, the Memphis Tams, the New Orleans Jazz, the New Orleans Pride of the Women's Basketball League, the University of New Orleans, Picayune High School in Mississippi last year, and now back here in Lafayette College.
Fall back! Fall back, Red! Fall back! Only when your man has...
I do belong in sports and basketball. It's the only thing I like. It has so much for me. The competitiveness, the winning, the people, the players, the pride that you have in a team when it looks good. You say, boy, those guys were, they played like a lot of junk 2 months ago, a month ago. Now look at them. They look good. You have a lot of pride in it. I just like it. Hey, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Butch van Breedekoff was unquestionably lucky in the early 60s when he coached Bill Bradley, the future U.S. Senator Bill Bradley, his kind of pure, selfless player. Butch enjoyed those Princeton years.
Were you comfortable in Princeton?
Oh, sure. They let me be comfortable. They might not have liked it, but again, as you said, we were winning. So I could wear shorts, and I could dress like I wanted to dress, and do the things I wanted to do. And they might have minded, but they didn't bother me with it.
Johnny Egan!
And then, of course, they began to expect Butch to win all the time, and by bigger scores. He went to the Los Angeles Lakers, where he coached Wilt Chamberlain, the 7-foot dominating center of his time. Wilt was not his kind of player at all.
You know, he wants to overpower people and so forth. I don't want to overpower them, but they have to do the things I want them to do. I like to see bodies move and played intelligently and cutting and a fun way to play. It's not fun for four players to play that other way. It's not fun for me to watch it.
In the final championship game of 1969, Butch benched Wilt. The Lakers lost, and so did Butch. His odyssey headed downhill to lesser teams in Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans. 10 years later, he was in the struggling women's pro league.
Here and you had it. You know?
You tell them at the beginning, you're basketball players. You're not girls, you're not men, you're not anything, you're players. And if I tell you what I want you to do and you don't do it, you're going to get yelled at. So that's the way they learn faster. Why wait and be nice to them and explain it to them a second time, a third time, and they just, oh, I forgot. Hell with it, man. Do it now. Learn.
God's sakes.
Then, last year, he was discovered living alone, coaching and teaching at a predominantly black high school in Picayune, Mississippi.
All of a sudden, instead of a loudmouth, you became a tragic hero.
Right. Can you believe that? It's unbelievable. I used to be abrasive, every word you want to use, you know, crude. All of a sudden, I'm a nice guy. I was a nice guy before, just crude and nice.
Well, what do you think it was? They suddenly felt sorry for you?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that, and people in Picayune, please don't get upset. I think the name of the town had a lot to do with it. They said, what is he doing in Picayune, Mississippi? So they had to find out. Like Kevin, they did.
Somehow it seems that you were probably making a greater impact on the world, you know, well, directly on lives in Picayune than you were in L.A.
Oh, sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I want to do more. I mean, if it hadn't, all those articles and stuff hadn't come out, I wanted to work, like, for the state and go around to improve the educational system, which I had my own little ideas. And the key is the parents. If the parents don't care, the kid's not going to care. That's the problem. We have to get to the parents. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? This is sports talk, isn't it? This is what was ordered?
I don't know.
Or is this?
I don't know.
Never mind. I'll find out from the trainer if this was ordered. I can't believe it myself.
Butch lives near the Lafayette campus in eastern Pennsylvania, and his life revolves around his team. He is long separated from his wife. They've been married for 40 years. His four grown children and their children are under strict orders to call him Butch. He's nobody's grandpa. He is Butch.
You call yourself a slob. What does that mean?
an educated bum. Good old guy that works hard and... He's in the trenches, you know. I like the working people. And people always say, why do you go to those bars that you go to? That's where the working people are. You know, there's no pretentious about them. They don't smile and pat you the back. And in the meantime, they think, yeah, they just tell them the way it is. I like their places like that. I'm comfortable with them. And you can kid around with them. It's out there.
Love you, Duberales.
Butch Van Breedekalf is comfortable with people who accept him as is, win or lose. His team wins just about as often as it loses these days.
It was a hell of a nice game last night, but as the saying goes, when we lose like we did to St. John's, luckily we have a game coming right up.
Butch plans life one season at a time.
Well, in the back of my mind, I got this weird little spot that I have never seen, but I wanted to go down there somewhere, and I can't afford Key West, I don't think, but maybe north of that where it's a little cheaper to live or something, where there's sand... There's water, there's sun. And if they have a little high school team or something around there, see if I can help them out there, you know. And Tuesday, you got to go ready to go to war again on the boards. Right?
Right.
Now, how the hell are we going to start this whole thing off? That's what I'm trying to think of.